BBC apologizes for interviewing trans fighter who loved hurting women. By Peter Catalan, July 18, 2022. The BBC has apologized for interviewing a trans individual who previously wrote about how she loved beating up women critical of transgenderism. Britain's state-owned broadcaster the BBC has apologized for their decision to interview a trans MMA fighter who previously posted online how she loved beating up women critical of transgenderism, sometimes labeled as trans-exclusionary radical feminists, TERFs, by progressive opponents. The apology comes shortly after leaks showed the militant institutional support for transgenderism within the British broadcaster, with it even altering a rape victim's statement so as to not misgender an alleged rapist. According to a report by The Telegraph, Fallon Fox, who was interviewed after one sports body decided to exclude transgender individuals from women's sports, said she had knocked two out, and that one of the women they harmed had their skull fractured as a result of their fight with the transgender individual. "For the record, I knocked two out. One woman's skull was fractured, the other not," Fox is reported to have previously said. "And just so you know, I enjoyed it. See, I love smacking up TERFs in the cage who talk transphobic nonsense. It's bliss." The publication goes on to report her as saying. The interview prompted a complaint was made to the broadcaster from women's sports campaign body Fair Play for Women, with the organization not finding the BBC's excuse that they were not aware of the fighter's comments as believable. "If you knew that Fallon Fox was a trans fighter, you'd also know what Fallon Fox had said," The Telegraph reports org director Dr. Nicola Williams as saying. "It's either that the woke producers didn't do the basics with research, or they didn't care," she continued. "This apology means nothing unless they also issue an on-air clarification. They must do due diligence on this topic by bringing on true experts, not just trans people for the sake of it." This latest controversy follows an incident where the BBC outright changed a statement made by a victim of rape so that it no longer allegedly misgendered a person who was accused of being a rapist. More specifically, the victim's statement was edited to remove the use of the pronouns he and him to refer to the alleged rapist, with the broadcaster replacing them with they and them. "They threatened to out me as a TERF and risk my job if I refused to sleep with them. I was too young to argue and had been brainwashed by queer theory, so they were a woman even if every fiber of my being was screaming throughout, so I agreed to go home with them. They used physical force when I changed my mind upon seeing their penis and raped me," the edited extract read. The edit was reported done for the purpose of keeping the quote consistent with the broadcaster's editorial standards, which tell journalists to, where possible, use the term /s and pronoun /s preferred by people themselves when they have made their preferences clear. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.